Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I saw this story about playing Fortnite and Madden and how it relieves stress.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I haven't played Fortnite in a long time.
What happened?
Weeks. No, nothing. I don't have a lot of time for video games, but the time that I do have is important because I play it with friends. I don't ever play alone. And if you listen to yesterday's show, I say don't ever have it in a while. I'm not better than that. But yesterday's show, I said, hey, video games, fantasy football, golf, like these are vehicles for guys to actually talk to each other. And they do that. You get into those situations and then you're able to share because guys, we're not taught to just go share. Because one of my friends is giving me a hard time because I said, hey, I'm playing video games. One of my buddies is coming over. He said, go. Playing Madden? What a loser. She didn't say that exactly, but it was close to that. So I
basically,
felt like.
Because yeah. You're like 37,
38. I'm 38. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of that. 38.
I know. Once you explained it, I mean, I feel like I was in that camp of like, oh my gosh,
I was just being
like a teenage boy.
Yeah, you're a hater too.
But when you explained that it's a way for guys to bond and open up and be vulnerable, because you're right. Y'all are put in this box growing up that you're not supposed to share and be vulnerable. So now you have to disguise it with manly things like Madden. I mean, that makes sense. And I am glad you shared that.
Yeah, thank you. I was talking to my friend Mike Sines last night, who I play. He lives in Dallas. We play Madden maybe 1.5 times a week. So we're playing last night. We get on and he didn't hear that segment of the show. And I said, hey, that's what I was talking about. And he was like, oh, that's really cool. And so we get back in the game. End up beating him, by the way.
Oh, good.
In case you guys are wondering.
Yeah.
I used the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, all day over the middle.
Solid team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so on top of that, we start talking about his daughter, first day at kindergarten. And it goes into this whole line. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you suck. Third and six. And then it starts to go into the... I'm telling you. It really is sharing time.
No, I get it. Because otherwise there's 0% chance you and him are talking about his daughter's first day of kindergarten.
Never.
Like, it's not happening.
I don't call people on the phone.
No.
So, there's that. I did FaceTime Amy last night, though. We talked for a bit.
Yeah.
And he got... Amy, I was like, hey, can you talk? It used to just be I would just hit the button and face... And probably like 1 for 7 now.
But it was like a setup. Hey, can you talk?
Like, hey, can you talk?
And he's like, FaceTime or phone call? And I'm like... whatever. Like, it started to think, like, I started overthinking, like, is something wrong? What's going on?
No, I just respect your private life. You have a lot going on with the kids.
I know. And I was sitting right next to Stevenson and my husband. They were doing math homework. But then when we got on, I got up and, like, left them.
Here's a question
for you. Which I was thankful to get the heck out of there. That math homework was really throwing me.
Let me ask you this. Because once I get home, I lose my pants, lose my shirt. I'm just chilling, right?
Yeah.
And I'm always, if it's past 6 o'clock and I'm talking to anybody, Eddie on FaceTime, Amy on FaceTime, I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah.
Why would I have a shirt on in my own house?
Mm-hmm. Why would you?
Seems... If you're asking if my husband thinks it's weird,
yeah.
Yes, but he's gotten used to it.
Because it's every time. And not even think about it. Because I said, what up to Amy's husband last night too, but I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah.
I'm like, what up? Just talking to your wife shirtless. Mm-hmm. I will say that or think that, but afterward I go, I wonder if that's weird.
Yeah, you all are a unique situation because anyone else, that'd be kind of weird.
And I think my husband thinks the exact same thing. And obviously, over the last 12 plus years, he's gotten used to that whole thing. So certain things with Bobby just are fine. But if it was anybody else, it'd probably be weird.
Yeah, so I think so.
Yeah.
I think if you're odd, odd things are a bit more acceptable.
Yeah, well, and we have a different relationship, too. Like, he just knows that it's just different and we talk.
We have been together a long time, huh?
Yeah.
How long?
Over 12 years.
Man. That's a good run.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Well.
Why is it a good run? We're still running.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, well, that was fun.
We're still running.
Forge ahead.
My point with all that was, encourage your men. Even females have trouble communicating. Encourage them to go and have these. Now, don't take advantage of it because Eddie's going to do that. I need to play more golf.
I'm going to push it as far as I can.
But
for
that's not good.
Oh, no. I think what you said was right on the nail.
Okay. Right on the nail?
Hammer on the nail.
There you go. Amy, anything you'd like to say?
Hit the nail on the head.
That one.
I would like to say that I'm probably, like, I appreciate the advice. And I'm going to tell my husband, like, go golf with the boys. Get it all out. Don't stuff it inside of you. I can tell when he's been stuffing.
Oh, yeah?
Can you?
Does he ever say, like, well, share it with me then? You don't, like, or do you ever tell him to share with me, not your boys?
It's still even, honestly, now that we're really getting into it, I think it's hard for him to just share with anybody, including me.
Yeah, it's
because
hard
especially to your wife, you don't want to seem vulnerable or weak or, I mean, again,
that's
depending on how you were brought up.
That's it.
But yeah.
And his dad's military. He comes from military lineage.
There was not a lot of emotional sharing in his home, and he's expressed that to his dad. His dad has even later in life come to him and asked for forgiveness for that because it's caused some lack of sharing in their family.
If you're not taught it, you don't know it. Mm-hmm. It's a language. I wasn't taught it. I'm learning the language currently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm taking Rosetta Stone for human right now. And that's what I've been doing. So anyway, we got to hop in the show here. Amy, anything you want to say?
Hope everyone has a great day.
Thank you very much. Lunchbox.
Rock and roll.
Check out the Sore Losers podcast.
Hey!
It's launched.
They can
just search Sore Losers.
Okay, I'm checking it out.
It's going to be up four times a week.
Four times a week?
Half hour episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a sports podcast. You got to keep it up. It's Lunchbox Eddie and Raymundo, and sometimes all three will be there. Sometimes it'll be two. Sometimes it'll be another two. But it's always, what's it about, Lunchbox, in 10 seconds?
Sports.
All right, there you have it.
Wow.
The Sore Losers sports podcast. All right, check it out. Thank you very much.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. How about this? We'll start with the dumb debate of the day. Should employees get fraternity leave? Because there's maternity leave, there's paternity leave. This is fraternity leave. Obviously, for an animal gets born, you get a new puppy or new... Yes. Fraternity leave. Amy.
I mean, maybe... no.
Okay. A company in Minnesota now offers fraternity leave to new pet owners, meaning employees who have just gotten new pets can work from home. According to Minnesota Public Radio News, they have introduced their policy... And it was inspired by senior accounts manager who probably just wanted a dog and wanted some time off, let's be honest. But yeah, they go and they're able to take some time off for fraternity leave. Lunchbox.
I'm all for it.
Yeah?
That's a new person coming into your home and you got to make sure they get adjusted well and they don't freak out and you want to make sure they're comfortable. So you need to be there with the dog. I just assume dog.
Eduardo?
I think it's good. I think it's good because it's going to make people love time off, so they're just going to make people adopt pets and go buy pets. So now everyone's going
to
have pets.
That's not a great reason to get a pet, though, just because you want time off.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Yeah, because then you're once your time. Yeah, because then you're eventually going to have to go back to work and you still have to take care of the dog.
Here's the thing about fraternity leave, it should not be a thing where it's mandatory. If a job wants to offer it, it's a perk. Much like having a nice cafeteria.
Ooh.
You know, when you go and you go, maybe I want to work here. Ooh, they have a cafeteria. It makes me really want to work there. Fraternity leave might be a thing that someone could offer, but should it be a thing? No. And I'm a huge animal guy.
Oh.
But if you're going to adopt an animal, you need to have a plan in place. Yeah, who's going to take care of that animal? Is it able to take care of itself? You know, but no. Fraternity leave should not be mandatory.
Fraternity.
It should not be mandatory. We're tied up here. Let's go to Morgan number two, who has a dog. And do you think fraternity leave, would you want to take time off for a new puppy?
I think it's definitely reasonable, honestly, at least like a week or two.
A week or two?
Wow. Listen, we're talking about mandatory work here, guys.
Those first 2 weeks, I mean, I remember having my puppy and I was up every hour taking her outside to potty train her. It was brutal.
But that's what happens when you get a puppy.
Yes, but I mean, they become your family and I would do anything for her.
I'm not even anti-puppy. I have one for 15 years.
Is there a limit? Because, you know, you can only get pregnant so much. But like a puppy, you could just tell your work, oh, got a new puppy.
Lunchbox,
oh,
get one every
week. I'm going to get a new one every week.
Nine dogs later.
I need to take another week. Benji's a new part of my household.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the verdict?
Well, I guess the verdict is it's mandatory.
We voted by the room.
I think you guys just want time off, though. For sure.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Really sad news to report. In Iowa, the missing college student's body has been found. A man has been arrested. He's the one who told investigators where her body was. In South America, a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake hit Venezuela. There is a lot of damage from it. And finally, a plane carrying Post Malone had to make an emergency landing. Luckily, it landed safely after blowing two tires.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Here's the song from Brett Young, Mercy.
If you're gonna break my heart, just break.
And here's Amy's kids singing Mercy. You know what's weird about this is they speak French. They're from Haiti. Do they think Mercy is Mercy?
Well, that's why this is one of their favorite songs. And they sing it every time it comes on, and they always talk about they love it. And I'm like, why do you love this song so much? Do you even understand what he's singing about? And they're like, because he's the only song we hear in Creole. He's saying thank you a lot.
Merci is thank you in French Creole.
So they think he's saying merci, but he's saying mercy.
Yeah. Doing during that?
They're flipping through a book. Like, we just had it on. I just put it on. I didn't want to tell them exactly what was going on because they always sing it. And so it was on. They were flipping through a book and just mumbling out the words.
Yeah, I like this song too, though. I don't know all the words either. Yeah, I just kind of yell along with it.
If you're gonna take my heart, just take it. Take me.
It doesn't matter. No. Sing along with the tune. Then you have to get all the words right.
Yeah. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy.
Oh, that's a jam right there.
If you go out tonight,
you don't think so? Mercy is.
Merci.
Do they still say that? They still use it?
Merci. They speak less and less Creole. It's crazy. They used to only communicate to each other in Creole. And I'll say, like, I thought it was going to take a year, but we're 8 months in and they're straight English to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
How's school going?
Pretty good. They completed their first week. We'll see how this week goes. I mean, Stevenson's first few days were a little bit rough. We had some moments. But
does he talk a lot in school? Is he like a jibber jabber?
Yeah. And then his teacher like let him call me from school the other day, like from the phone. I get a weird number. I ignore the call because I don't know the number. It calls back. I ignore it. It calls back. So I'm like, I better answer this. And he's like, hey, mom. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he was calling to tell me that he was having a great day at school and he was doing really good and saying, yes, ma'am. And I think he was allowed to give me an update because the other few days had been so rough. And so now he's like turned a corner and like.
And she let him use the phone?
Yeah, I could hear her in the background just be like, tell her you've been doing great. And he'd be like, I've been doing great.
How'd you feel about that?
I mean, I thought it was great. I love that we have that, like, she was helping him get excited about being good and making good choices. Because when he makes bad choices, ugh.
What?
Well, he has to get, there's to get in trouble, and I don't like him being in trouble.
You're a cool mom, no trouble.
No, I'm a disciplinarian.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me. He's not getting away with that. You want to make good choices, you want to make bad choices. Pick now. Put out a hand. Which
can
hand
I do
is
that
it?
To you guys? Put out hands? Sure. Good choices or bad choices?
Yeah, that way they feel like they have a choice. And if he wants to choose the bad choice, at least he had the right to choose it.
And then what
happens? Then he feels like he's got the power. And then he knows that, well, he's the one that caused himself to now be in trouble. That was your choice.
Over to our video producer, Eddie. What's on your mind, bud?
I'm just asking for a friend here, but can you text while you're stuck in traffic? I know you have, like, no driving and texting rules.
Yeah.
Like, is that cool? Like, and I'm talking slow rolling traffic. Maybe even at a halt.
No.
No?
If your car is in drive, you cannot text.
Dang.
If your car has the ability to roll forward, don't be on your phone.
What if the phone's right in front of your face and you're looking at the road?
Then you're not looking at the road.
Okay.
The problem with the car is it's really big. And if you hit someone or something, it's going to hurt someone or something. Maybe even you.
I was just wondering. Does it cross my mind?
For a friend.
For a friend, not for me.
That texting and driving, man, your focus is off of the road. And you're talking about multi-tons of metal that could hit somebody or something. And it's going to be expensive. And maybe not just in money. The thing that happened to me was I was messing with my radio and the car in the turning lane starts driving off. And I think that I'm not even looking at my phone, I'm looking at the radio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, they're going. I'm going to go too. And I hit the gas and I look up and that car is still sitting right in front of me. And I have to nail the brake because I almost ran into the back of the car. So unless your car is in park, you really shouldn't focus on anything else.
So put the car in park when you're at a red light.
If you want to, yes.
To take a text or answer something.
You can. Okay. My problem at red lights, too, is I get honked at all the time. Because I'll be at a red light. If I'm stopped at a red light, I pull my phone out and see who called. Or I really won't do Twitter that much anymore. But I'll look and see if someone called. Or I'll read a text message. But I get honked at every time. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Time to go.
Yeah, I don't even think the honk at the red light's even angry anymore. I think it's like, hey, buddy, get off your phone.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, you're good. Because everybody's on their phone.
Everybody.
At a red light. And everybody should get off their phones while they're driving.
Even on traffic.
Yeah, no, I know. Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
I just thought it was funny that you get on Twitter when you're in your car. I mean, that's unreal.
Stopped? Yeah, I get on everything when I'm stopped.
You go, well, I gave up Twitter.
I did.
Like, that is...
You don't want to miss something that's trending, dude. I get it.
Yeah, the red light. Miss it. Check Instagram.
Okay, you guys. See, I share, and you guys attack me.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood appreciates the privacy she gets in Nashville. She says she feels like she can still have a life since there aren't a lot of paparazzi. Chase Rice says that he plots his tour dates around the fun that he can have while visiting a city, like trips out west in September for hunting season. Luke Bryan spotted a man getting down on one knee in the audience of his show, and instead of letting it go on, he invited the couple up on stage to do the proposal, and the woman said yes. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is pretty awesome. Some animal shelters in Tampa Bay are completely empty after a super successful adoption drive. 2,358 pets in the Tampa Bay area now have forever homes thanks to a joint effort by local shelters. They teamed up together, 23 shelters that is, for something called Clear the Shelters, a two-week adoption drive. And get this, on the last day of the drive, they had 854 adoptions alone that happened because they were like encouraging people, just come do it. Come on, it's the last day. Let's clear the shelters. And they did it.
That's good.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Francisco, California. We all know the Bay Bridge connects San Francisco to Oakland. It's so beautiful. Well, these guys thought, oh, let's get up there in our cars and do donuts. They stopped traffic and they started doing donuts right on the bridge.
I saw this. They backed up all the traffic.
They blocked traffic and their buddies jump out of cars with cameras and they're filming it and they're woo, woo, woo. There's like three cars, two of them drive away. other one breaks an axle, gets arrested.
You know where I saw it? I saw it on David Spade's Insta story because it was on the news in California. And so what they did is their buddies jumped out and stopped traffic with their hands, like Lunchbox said, and all the cars stopped. You're talking about for miles it backed up. And on the bridge, they're just doing those Tokyo Drift things.
Man.
And then two of them, I didn't know this part, two of them got out.
Clear. Yeah, and another one broke an axle, so cops came and arrested him. But
did
how
he turn his boys in or no?
No. He just went down. He just took the rap. He said, you know what? It's all me.
He probably squealed like a pig. He probably did. Sure. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Apparently, getting married makes you gain a bunch of weight. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I see how it happens. It didn't happen in my marriage. So I'm like, it doesn't have to happen. You know what I mean? My husband and I actually lost weight.
Because?
I don't know. Both of us, I think, were motivated to try to get in a little better shape. We didn't have a ton of weight to lose, but I'm easily 15. At some points in our marriage, I've been 20 pounds less than when he married me. And he's the same.
According to researchers, spouses get an average of 16 to 19 pounds their first 10 years after getting married.
Yeah.
Largely because you don't work out and you kind of don't care as much anymore because who you got to impress?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, let's talk to you for a second.
Oh, great.
Eddie is our video producer. Eddie, you've been married for how long?
12 years.
How's that going?
I got fat. I got fat quick.
And quick!
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think it's the comfort zone. Like, you're just like, what am I have to do? I don't have to work out.
I'm going to tell you this. Whenever I finally get a girlfriend, and I'm hitting the gym like 6 days a
week.
Yeah,
dude.
It's going to go to 3 or 4.
Yep.
Almost instantly. I'm going to stay kind of in shape, but I'm still trying to get that peacock mode going. You know, like, hey, this is, look at this. Come on.
Yeah, you want girls to look at you.
Yeah.
But Bobby, I look at you and I see the girls you've dated and they all like to work out. That's one of the things y'all have in common. So I see you, like my husband and I.
I hate exercise.
Yeah, but you still do it. And
I'm trying to get a girl.
Y'all work out together. Like that'll be a thing.
I don't know. Well, Lunchbox, you and your wife, you put on any weight?
No.
Are you sure?
He's lost weight, I think. I think he went, maybe fluctuated.
I mean, before I got married, I plumped up a little bit. I look at my photos. I was like, man, I was a little puffy in the face. And I was like, ooh. So I got back after it.
Did you do a get married body? Like you're going to have a wedding, so you got to look good?
No, it was just I was at my sister's wedding and I saw pictures and I was like, man, I look a little puffy. And that's when I said, oh, it had nothing to do with me getting married because there wasn't no talk about marriage then.
That's a scam.
But then we got married.
Well, 16 to 19 pounds in the first 10 years. So heads up there if you're getting married.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Amy's accountability partner because you agreed to not hit snooze today.
Yep.
She agreed to not hit snooze today, and you guys are both snooze buttoners.
Yeah, we're doing it for a week. We love the snooze button, and we're just saying no.
So what's her name?
Jessica.
So Amy and Jessica both on the phone coming up in a second. Now, I've never hit the snooze button in my life. I just got a text. Who sent the text in, Morgan number 2?
A guy named John.
And what's he saying?
He says, I think you should do the opposite of Amy and hit the snooze button for the next 5 days.
Here's what I would do, right?
I don't want to risk that, because they say it, like, ruins your day.
I would set my alarm 15 minutes ahead. And then plan to hit the snooze and then just go, damn, already up. Might as well get active and get working.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a snoozer, you're a snoozer. If you're not, you're not. Like, to force you to snooze, I think that would be not fair to all of us. Because then if you're slightly in a bad mood because of it, then we all have to be.
Oh, it's about you, huh?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I may be coming in a bad mood because of my snoozing. And now I'm going to be amazing the next 5 days.
I didn't think about that. Yep. Now time for a Never Gonna Get It. 40% of people say this was their last big money purchase. Lunchbox threw his hands up. He knows it.
Yep.
40% of people say this was their last big money purchase. You can spoil it, Lunchbox. Never gonna get it. What is it?
TV.
A TV.
Ding. It's already over. Sorry, guys. You don't get to play today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll stand up.
Oh, he's standing
Woo!
Up. He got his hands in the air.
Uh-oh.
And show me TV.
Well...
No! Oh, sit down!
40% of people say this was their last big money purchase.
Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. Never gonna get it. 40% of people say this was their last big money purchase. Lunchbox guest a TV. Ooh. Amy, coming over to you. What do you have?
A computer.
Oh, that's a good one. No. Almost half the people say this was their last big money purchase. Eddie's got a notebook open or something?
I do. This is where I write my notes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with washer and dryer. It's a big, big person purchase.
It is, and that's not it. Alexis, you're on the air in West Virginia. What do you think it is, Alexis?
A house.
A house. Wow, that's a
that's
lot
like
of people.
Big.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's
40%. Ooh,
that's huge money. Wow.
The answer is a mattress. Yeah. Going to get that bed. That's also an adult purchase.
Oh, yeah. A refrigerator, a mattress, washer and dryer.
Tires.
Oh.
Tires.
And if you don't get something that's pretty good, you'll have to buy it again soon.
Yeah.
And who wants to buy tires? Who wants to buy a refrigerator? Nobody.
Mm-mm.
And you go and you go, I can probably get away with a mini fridge. You start to make deals with mm-hmm. yourself. Yeah. They're like, you know, I don't really know if I need one this big.
I can just get true.
But that's one of the things. Like a mattress is something that you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You buy a crappy mattress, you're going to be hurting a little bit later.
And now that we know how important sleep is.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know that 5 years ago.
I woke up at like 1:30 this morning like this. Hello. And I couldn't go back to sleep.
You've been up since 1:30?
I don't think I have. I don't know. It's one of those where you don't know if you went to sleep or not again. So, but man, I'm so off my schedule. Let's go over to our producer, Eddie, who brought a story to my attention. It's breaking even. What happened, Eddie?
Apparently, Connecticut State Police say that Gretchen Wilson was arrested on a plane yesterday. Not information on it. They just say that there was a minor disturbance on the flight. She became belligerent and was charged.
Okay, so we don't know why.
Nope.
Well, let's all guess. All right? We'll go around the room. Why do you think, this is just us guessing, we have no information. What do you think that Gretchen Wilson did to get arrested? Let's go over to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox?
Gretchen had been drinking.
Obviously.
Yeah. And being a celebrity, she thought she should be able to sit in the cockpit.
Oh, wow.
So she tried to get a tour of the cockpit, and they said no, and she tried to go anyway.
Wow.
That's a cuffing and a stuffing.
Okay. So you think while the plane's in the air, she wanted to get up to the pilots?
Yep, she tried to go up in the cockpit.
There we go. 'Cause I'm a redneck. Amy, Gretchen Wilson was arrested off an airplane. What do you think she did?
So being that she's a celebrity, she had to use the restroom, but the seatbelt light was on. But she still had to go, and the flight attendant was telling her, no, no, no. So she straight up pushed the flight attendant.
Oh! Well, that took a turn.
Man. I ain't no
Well, mine has to do with her probably drinking.
Of course.
Yeah,
course.
I feel like anyone belligerent on an airplane, it starts with drinking. She also had to get up and use the bathroom. But the plane was going down. And once the plane starts its descent, you can't get up and go to the bathroom. And she said, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And they said no. So she just decided to go to the bathroom in the seat to show them. Yeah. That's just my opinion. Yeah. And then she got so irritated, she smoked.
She lit one up on the plane.
Yeah. Wow.
Gretchen Wilson was arrested getting off an airplane.
None of this was her fault.
Oh, it could be. We're stupid.
It could be like
no, these
totally
are just theories.
We're like
scientists. Yeah. Hypothesis.
Yeah.
Eddie, you have one?
Yeah. Mine's way worse though. I figured she wanted to get off the plane fast, so she tried to open the door and get out.
Oh, she just tried to go for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you have it. We have no idea. The story says that she was arrested.
Belligerent?
There was a minor disturbance on the flight. She became belligerent. That's all it says.
She probably just wouldn't put her computer away. She's probably writing an essay.
a letter.
She's probably writing a letter to a congressman about something.
Yes.
Something
really amazing.
Miss Wilson, please put your laptop away. She's like, this is very important. And so she, and here we are going.
She put her in a box. She drank too much.
There we have it. Yeah, it's us here on the Bobby Bones Show. That you hear is the alarm about to go off. And you probably feel that internally right as your alarm when you're asleep is about to go. Bah, bah, bah. And what does Amy do? She hits the snooze over and over again.
And it feels so good.
Blows my mind why you just don't set the clock later.
But that's because it doesn't feel good to you. Pressing snooze doesn't feel good to you. It feels good to me.
But rest makes me feel good. I would just set my clock later. Now that Jessica was on yesterday. Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you told us yesterday you hit your snooze how many times a morning?
Oh, easily five.
You're out of your mind.
More.
I don't even understand. This is like a hoarder to me.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are like
is
hoarders.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah.
Because like, I don't understand a hoarder, but I mean, they're obviously, it's a thing.
I can't grasp it. Either one of you, or hoarders.
So you're like my husband, and he has to share a bed with me, so he...
I also share a bed with you. That's what that sounds like.
No. You sound like my husband,
yes.
but he has to actually sleep with me, so he has to deal with like basically sleeping next to the hoarder.
So, how'd it go this morning, Amy?
I did not press snooze.
And how'd you feel?
I feel so good.
Do you?
Yeah. And my husband even, he was like, this is so amazing. And he's like, we've been together 11 years. 11 years, and it takes an accountability partner and the radio to like get you to do this. I'm like, hey, maybe this is what it takes. We're only on day one. So that's he's right. Not getting too excited, but I feel great.
Jessica, now you tell me, how'd you do this morning?
I did not hit snooze.
Come on, come on. Now.
She was nervous last night that she wasn't going to be able to do it.
Well, so what did you think the first time the alarm went off? What'd your head say to you?
Everything else. I mean, I swear my body was like, oh, so you're not going to snooze? That's fine. I'm just going to wake you up every hour just to spite you.
Well, I don't understand.
I thought...
When she went to bed last night, that's what her brain was telling
her.
Oh,
yeah. Got it.
Like No. Every hour throughout the night. Bad dreams, waking up at 3:30, like afraid I wasn't going to hear the alarm at all, which never happened. But I woke up and I thought, well, they won't know, you know. My bones would never know. Amy would never know. Of course, there's an integrity thing, a self-control thing. I'm like, well, what if I go lay on the couch? Is that considered a nap?
All of this happened in your mind last night?
Yeah. That's a good point. You could get up and move, and then technically you're not going back to bed. You're
What's
just going to take a nap.
What's wrong with you guys? Okay.
Ooh, now, don't give me that idea.
Amy's accountability partner, Jessica, is on. They both decided they weren't going to hit snooze today. Amy, how would you grade your experience day one? A through F.
I give myself a B. Yes. I feel great, but I wasn't like an A-plus student because I thought about it. And my finger went from like snooze to off. So I was like, okay, fine. And then I just sat up and I sat there for a while just like thinking, when can I take a nap?
Jessica, how would you rate it, A through F?
Oh, I have to go C because it was a hard convincing myself to get out of bed. And then it took even longer to get going. And all of that. So I have to agree with Amy in the arguing with myself. So yeah, I'm going to go with C. I can definitely do better.
But can I say, I had so much time this morning.
Exactly.
I wasn't racing out the door.
I got to work and Amy was here.
Yeah.
Wow.
My husband was like, aren't you just so much more chill? Because he's used to me racing out the door like, bye, I got to go.
Well, listen, let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay.
Jessica, good job.
Yay, thanks.
Amy, good job.
Thank you.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 17-year-old kid sitting in his house in Savannah, Georgia with his mom watching some TV, and he looks out the window and he goes, Mom, the neighbor's house is on fire. You need to call 911. The neighbor's an 85-year-old man. The 17-year-old leaves the house, runs next door into the burning house, and carries the 85-year-old man out of the house. He was asleep, too. 85-year-old man didn't even know his house was on fire.
Wow.
Wow. Not only to see it and to call attention to it, but he ran in and grabbed him and carried him out of there? Then I'm going to be like, what's happening on here? Oh, man. That's an awesome story, though. Good one. And that's it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Dustin Lynch. He was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He's set to be inducted on September 18th.
Yeah, I saw the clip last night. Tracy Atkins comes out. Dustin didn't know. And Tracy's, I think it was his 15th anniversary, and he's like, I want to say something. It's my 15th. And then he invites Dustin Lynch, and Dustin's like, what?
That's cool.
It was really cool to watch last night. And, you know, I like Dustin a lot. I know that means a lot to him. So congratulations to Dustin Lynch. What else, Morgan, number two?
Keith Urban chose the next single from his latest album. The song is called Never Coming Down. Here's a clip.
Yeah, and it's pretty good, too. I liked it. It's the second track on the record. I'm such a nerd for Keith Urban. Yeah. But this is called Never Coming Down. Here you go. When the sun goes down. What I like too is how it starts. Eddie, you'll dig this too when it hit. Like, listen to this. Hold on. Keith Urban, new song.
Okay.
It's all funky. Got
that's really cool.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
That's really cool. I like that.
That's a new Keith Urban. Morgan, number two, what else?
Kendall Jenner went to a Chris Stapleton concert in Los Angeles, and she posted on Instagram saying that she loves him and wants him to call her. Oh, what?
As wow. do I. Something that Kendall Jenner and I have in common. I love Chris Stapleton, and I'd like for him to call me,
like,
too.
What does she want to talk about?
Probably just how much she loves him.
Me, oh. too.
By the way, there is a episode of the Bobbycast, which is the podcast I do from my house, where Chris Stapleton came to the house and we talked for an hour. If you search Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts, it's a really good one because Chris doesn't sit down a lot and just talk for an hour. And so I'm a big Chris Stapleton fan as a person and as an artist, obviously. But yeah, if you finish the show today, you know, you can listen to that. It's probably 4 or 5 months old at this point, but it's really good. Morgan, number two, anything else?
Yeah, Luke Bryan posted a video while he was in Indiana of a grizzly bear drinking his beer a couple hundred yards away.
We sure he didn't buy that bear and make him do that?
Have you seen the video?
No.
I mean, the bear's out there.
He's drinking a beer.
I mean, you can't really see the beer.
He's like licking it.
Yeah, you can kind of see him like mess with it.
It's almost like they were sitting by the river and they saw a bear and they left and left their beers there and the bear went up to the beers.
Well, that's funny. I haven't seen it.
Pretty funny.
Okay. But Luke buys weird animals. Remember that Christmas?
Well, he got kangaroos for his
wife.
Well, they have a barn.
She
has her nonprofit is around having animals. So.
Well, there you have
that's
it.
That's cool.
Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Very good. Now, earlier in the show, Eddie told us that Gretchen Wilson was arrested. Apparently, she was belligerent after getting off an airplane. She got into it with some police officers. What do you have, the latest breaking news?
The update is, a little more information, is that there was something that happened on the plane that drew troopers onto the plane to talk to her. And as they were interviewing her, she became belligerent towards them, and they quickly arrested her.
Man, I wonder why they had to come interview her.
Well, we all had our guesses earlier in the show.
We did. Yeah. From the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Okay, and this article, trying to be silly here.
What's it say?
They said, she's known for her hits like Redneck Woman, and here is the part, Here for the Party. Come on.
What?
That's what she's known for.
Redneck Woman and Here for the Party.
Those are her
biggest songs.
I know, but it goes with the story too well. It's like,
how do we know she's wanting a party?
I mean, she was there for the party, obviously. Yeah. Hey. Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone. You're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
It's this time of the morning where we hit you with that corny joke.
The morning corny.
Why are math teachers good dancers?
Why are math teachers good dancers?
Because they have algorithm.
That's funny. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Like super nerdy funny. Like that's right up my alley. I like that
one. You like that one?
Yeah. Algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Krista in Maryland. Good morning. Hi, Krista.
Good morning.
What would you like to say?
So, I say this with love. But
oh, boy. Oh, by the way, let me say this. When anyone says they say something with love, what's about to be said is not loving. You know, it's like, hey, no offense, but. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me phrase that. Okay. No offense, but. I feel like lately you've been super hard on Amy. I feel like you've been a little sensitive to everything she said. And I don't know, I like it a little bit more when you guys poke fun at like Lunchbox or Eddie, but I feel like you've been poking at Amy a lot.
Well, if I'm sensitive, how come she hasn't been hard on me?
Well, I think that she just kind of takes it and deflects it.
Amy, do you feel like I've been hard on you?
I haven't noticed. I feel like, let me be honest.
Go ahead.
I feel like we all get to poke fun at each other, but sometimes if I take certain digs at you, and maybe the caller can back me up on this, if this is what she's talking about.
Her name is Krista.
Krista.
Yes.
Sorry I missed your name, Krista. But maybe Krista can back me up if this is what she means. Because sometimes I feel like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have made that joke. Because you'll make a comment like, oh man, Amy's really being rough on me today. And I'm like, no, I was just joining in on the fun. We all poke fun at each other. But then I regret doing it a little bit later because I feel like maybe I hurt your feelings.
Well, you come at me hard. Like the other day, the other day when you were like, you don't have feelings, Bobby. And I go, whoa, I do have feelings.
Yeah. Well,
Krista. I don't know. I feel like for me, I just think that like everybody else is really good. Like Amy's really good at deflecting it. She just doesn't really take things personally, at least like what I see. And I feel like you just kind of take her comments a little bit more personally, but not from everybody else. It's
maybe you don't
sort of, like, from,
I do take Amy's comments more personally. I do. Because you mean more to me.
But I like when we're in a more playful
mood. What's up?
I like when we're in a more playful mood.
Kristen, I'm glad you shared this with me because I will absolutely be conscious of this now. I feel like we all poke at each other and, you know, sometimes maybe it doesn't come across as we mean it. But if we weren't great friends, we couldn't sit in this room all day and actually poke at each other. But I'm glad that you shared that with me because I will, you know, pick on Amy less and Lunchbox more, okay?
Sounds good.
No, whoa. Wait, why are you okay with that?
She likes that. She said she likes it when we pick on you two.
Okay.
Because Amy and I are like the team.
And we're just the...
Yeah, stepchildren.
Oh, by the way, Krista, Amy was giving me a hard time. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Amy was telling me yesterday that I was kind of a loser because I had my book, the book that I wrote, on my coffee table, right? She said you shouldn't do that. Cause, did you hear that segment, by the way?
Well, no, I saw it on your Instagram.
Okay, so my last book that I wrote... It's called Fail Until You Don't, and it's on my coffee table. And I said, hey, is that a good look? And she's like, it's not a good look. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you probably have a million of them, so why not just
gather them? No. No, if you wrote this, let's look at it this way.
This is her not Uh-oh. Seeing that Amy's poking at me.
I'm not poking at you. I'm making sure she understands so she can answer correctly.
Go ahead.
You wrote a book. It's not that, but I don't think it's just like that he has excess books just laying around all over the place. It's like you wrote a book, and then would you put your own book on your coffee table for when people come over?
Krista, go ahead.
I feel like possibly, because then if somebody comes over, he just has it there, and if they make a comment, maybe he can just give it to them.
Oh, gosh.
See?
That's pretty good.
That's Amy taking shots at me!
Krista!
And you know what? I have given that book to many people who've come over. The guy that came over to spray for bugs, he was like, oh, your book. I was going to buy that. I said, no, I'll just give you this one. And I gave him the book, and I even signed it, which I thought...
That's so nice. That is nice.
And then
nice.
I just replaced it with another one. I love Krista. I've changed with Krista.
Right.
I didn't like her that much at first, but now I'm a big fan of Krista.
What did it end up on Instagram? Because I didn't follow people's comments. So were you douchey or not?
Well, I am, but maybe not for that reason.
No.
It's pretty torn. Oh. It's pretty torn.
Okay.
But on my Instagram, I put a picture on my coffee table and my book, and I said, Amy said this is not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Krista, thank you for your call. That means a lot that you jumped on and shared with us.
Yeah, and I will see you this weekend in D.C.
Oh, are you coming to the show?
I am.
That'll be awesome. Okay, well, cool.
I will see you then.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, Lunchbox.
I hate to tell you, if I wrote a book, I'd have it on my coffee table. I'd have it in my car, on my dashboard. When I pulled up at red lights, I would roll down my window and just hand it to the car next to me. I would take it everywhere with me.
It's just funny that Amy doesn't get any of the, hey, you're being harsh. Because I think we're evenly harsh. She's just so...
You really wanted my opinion about the book.
You brought that up out of nowhere. You brought that up out of nowhere. And then I said, okay, I'm interested to hear more of your story. And you just kept on. So a little bit I felt attacked. But you know what? It's you. You're sweet. You're sweet Amy. Hey, sweet Amy gets all the passes.
Oh, stop.
You know?
See, now you're being rude.
Sweetie.
Okay, all right.
Amy.
Hey, Haley in North Carolina. What's happening?
Hey. So I just want to tell you guys that I listen to your show every morning and on my way to school, work, wherever I might be going. I love listening to it because you guys keep it fun. And I'm so dedicated that... When we went on vacation, it was during the time that Lunchbox was having the baby and they were trying to figure out the name.
And so I was trying to keep up with it, and we were on vacation. I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, I want to sleep in this vacation. So I'm going to have to wake up. Well, I didn't end up waking up just to listen. So then I had to go to your page to find out what was going on.
Did you catch up fully or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I think no one should miss the show, even on vacation. That's what I think.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think it's just me, though.
It's a lot.
I don't even want to go on vacation and miss the show.
It's
hey,
true.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that, though.
Sure.
Yeah. I posted a picture, I guess a couple days ago was National Radio Day, and I posted an old picture of me from like 15 years ago on Instagram. Do you guys see that picture?
Yeah.
I did.
And people say, hey, like, and there was MySpace was on the computer.
Yeah.
And I had the same exact headphones on.
You did. I noticed that.
The headphones, that I'm so loyal to everything. If I find something that I love, I'm into it. From Amy and Eddie and Lunchbox to my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm wearing those same headphones on my Instagram page. I'm getting a lot of texts saying they agree that I've been extra sensitive toward Amy lately.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a lot of people that I disagree with. But you know, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It's it's not me. It's them.
You can always text the show now. We're moving off that topic. You can text you can text whatever you want to 26229. So right there, 26229. There's that.
Which spells out Bobby if you ever get confused.
That's true. Over to Lunchbox now because he had a baby. It's time for a
Baby Box Update. So yesterday I was changing the diaper and for the first time ever, little Baby Box decided to pee all over me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A rite of passage or what?
Oh, yeah. It's got to happen at least once.
Like everybody told me, oh, he's going to pee on you all the time. And so the first few weeks, nothing. And so I got kind of cocky and I'm thinking, this guy, I know what I'm doing. I'm so good at changing diapers. I'm taking my time yesterday looking for this new diaper. Took the old diaper off and all of a sudden, boom, hits me right in the chest. Then the pee's on the wall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, pee everywhere. It's like a woo, like a, what do you call it? A sprinkler just all around the room. And I was like,
Did you shut it down? Did you like stomp it out?
No, I dived out of the way.
Oh, you let it take it run its course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I had to get a towel and wipe the wall and wipe the rug. And, oh, man. But, yeah, all over my shirt. And I was like, wow, I got peed on.
How's it going with the baby?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sleeps all day.
Sleeps 99% of the day. And when his eyes are open, it's like, wow, your eyes are open. What's up? And then, boom, back asleep.
Is he walking yet?
Not yet, but he's getting there.
He's not even supposed to be born yet.
Yeah, he's not even supposed to be born for another week, but let me tell you, my kid is so advanced.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Like, the other day, my kid was holding his own bottle.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, Amy's challenged.
Oh, you challenged?
Don't go back at her. Uh-oh. Listeners will get mad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay, Bobby, that's rude.
Let Princess Amy.
I don't want to be sensitive towards Amy, but.
That, y'all, I have not claimed that I'm sensitive. It's not me.
Sorry. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Okay.
I mean, now my kid was holding his own bottle at however many, 4.5 weeks old.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
Why are you doubting my kid's intelligence? And not only that, we were doing tummy time.
Yeah.
My
What's
kid
tummy already, time?
It's what? Where you have to put them on their stomach so they can learn how to get in the crawl position, learn how to crawl. My kid already rolled over. Yeah.
Eddie.
I mean, there's no proof. Is there proof of this?
Lunchbox, yeah. Listen. No. Lunchbox has a thing because he didn't walk till he was like 3. Didn't you were slow to that?
I was a slow walker. I don't think I walked till I was a year and a half old.
Amy's hardcore this morning.
Yeah.
You guys noticed that?
Wow. But the reason was because I was just so fast at crawling that I preferred to crawl everywhere because I was like, man, whatever. I don't have time to walk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations. Your baby's drinking out of a bottle.
Oh, holding his own bottle.
Just like his daddy.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
He's pulling up a picture of something.
Amy, come here.
Okay.
Is my kid holding his own bottle? Or is he holding his own bottle?
Oh, you have two options.
Is he holding his own bottle?
They both seem similar.
Is he holding his own bottle?
Well, first of all, this is so cute.
Go ahead.
Is he holding his own bottle?
Second of all, yeah. He's holding his own bottle. Wow. Is he drinking like a matcha latte?
Oh, boy.
It looks okay, now she got jokes. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, bud.
Woo!
That's impressive. I was wrong. The baby's holding its own bottle. I don't know how.
Let me toss this at you. Her name is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She announced her bid to replace one of the most influential Cuban Americans in Congress. She appeared on Spanish language television programs and talked about her alien experience. Now, she's pretty money as a candidate. She is. I mean, I'm reading about her. A lot of things I like. Experience. Good relationships. But here's the thing. She went on an alien spaceship. She said she saw three beings. Two women and a man. They were tall and full-figured. They spoke to her telepathically. They took her on board the spaceship, and inside she saw round seats. Like, okay, so she's awesome. You're like, oh, I'm going to vote for her. But then she said she saw aliens. Can you vote for her, Amy?
No.
That was quick.
Well, I mean, I've been thinking about it, and yeah, there's a lot of great candidates, but there's always that one thing that maybe it's not going to make them work for you, and that would probably be it for me.
Lunchbox aliens, yes or no?
She lost all credibility. I'm voting for whoever's running against her, because she's out of there.
You know, I'm not letting the alien thing drag me down. I'll be honest with you.
Good.
Because here's the thing. You never agree with anybody all the time.
Yeah.
The only person that I agree with 100% of the time is me. And even then, I question it sometimes. So what? She says she met aliens.
Okay, but so what? That's like a mental stability. Like, until what? We know otherwise.
I just want to know what she's done. Like, show me results. Show me things that you have done to help people's lives, to enrich others. And then I'm going to make my decision based on that. And so what? You met some aliens.
No, she really didn't meet aliens. That's
how
the thing,
we know.
Right?
How we know. So she has the heftiest resume of all the candidates in the race.
Oh, okay.
Well, and this newspaper that did the story, they're the ones that go, listen, we endorse her, but she also met aliens.
Just FYI, she could unravel any moment mentally or get abducted
again. I don't know that she's unraveling at all, Amy. I think it's unfair.
To me, until I believe that someone could actually be abducted by aliens, it is something. To me, I feel like she's created something in her mind where she might be a little off, which we are all a little off, but I definitely have never been abducted by aliens.
Well, and I think it's absolutely your right to disagree with me.
Thank you.
And that's awesome about America is that we can actually have civil discourse, and it's fine. And I'm voting for the final frontier. Yeah, I'm in. Let's bring some new perspective in.
No!
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the deal. I don't know much about her. I just read that story and thought, if everything else is good, but she's an alien believer, could I still vote for her?
I mean,
the answer is yes. If she's done lots of things, regardless of her alien experience, I'm still into it. I'm not basing my vote on her alien
experience.
What if
she has an awesome background, awesome resume, awesome all the
go
things,
ahead.
But she says she is an alien?
Yeah.
I need to probably see that birth certificate. You know?
Oh, man. There's a difference between believing in aliens and believing you've been abducted by aliens. A huge difference.
Well, she's got my vote, except I don't live in South Florida.
I know, but how about those South Floridians? They really are having to this is like a real thing when they go into to vote. Like, they're really having to think about that. That's hard.
So you two eliminate because of the alien thing, you eliminate her.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, but I
think it actually helps. I'm like, yeah, I'm into it. Yeah, bring it. Hello, you're on the air. Is this Whitney
Hi.
In Tulsa?
This is Whitney in Tulsa.
What's going on?
I'm just driving to work, and you said to call, so I called, and it actually rang.
And then
that never happened.
And then Hillary put you through, and she is quite the bouncer on the phone lines. I'm telling you, it's tough to get through. What would you like to say?
At this point, I don't even know now. I can't even believe that I got through. I listen to you guys every morning. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you very much. Anything particular you want to say that you like or don't like? We love constructive criticism or positive enforcement.
I think to keep doing what you guys are doing, I don't like to compare to other radio shows in the morning, but to compare, nonetheless, you guys are really positive and just really down to earth. So it feels like I'm kind of riding to work with my friends rather than, you know, some people that I don't know across the United States. So it's refreshing to have a good start to the day just listening to you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. That's a big compliment. So thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Yeah, of course. And have a good day at work, and hopefully you call us again soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, see you later. I appreciate you. There we have it. Pumpkin Spice is returning next week. The Pumpkin Spice Latte at Starbucks. There's also the pumpkin drinks at Dunkin' Donuts. So the question is it too early? The dumb debate of the day, is it too early to bring the pumpkin back? Dumb debate of the day, Amy.
Nope, not too early. We're heading into fall, people. Can't wait. Bring it on.
Lunchbox dumb debate of the day. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Yeah. Makes me puke.
Oh,
get rid of it. Too early.
Do you mind it in October?
I just don't like pumpkin, so I will never drink it, so I don't care if it ever comes back. So yeah, it's too early.
October.
Always is too early
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
I'm the opposite of Lunchbox. Why don't we just keep it on all the time?
Oh, I know. I like having it seasonal. I like it being part of fall.
Okay, then you can only drink it in that season.
No.
It's like the Filet-O-Fish.
No.
Or the McRib.
Then it takes
away. I want the McRib all the time.
Okay. That's not seasonal, though. McRib doesn't make me think of a certain season.
Pumpkin McRib makes me
think of
it. Yeah. It creates the pandemonium, the excitement. Because if it's year-round, people are like, I can get it anytime I want. It's not as exciting.
But if it's a constant stream of revenue, it could be bigger than that 3 months. It doesn't matter. I want the McRib all the time. That's my point.
But it's not about the McRib. Yes. It's about the pumpkin spice.
But they're the same to me.
Let's just make them
available.
McRib doesn't make me think of fireplaces and leaves falling and cuddling up with a blanket. And
some of those things you never do.
Who does that?
Yeah. What?
So it's 2-1. Dumb debate of the day.
Yeah.
We would like it. We're good with it. It's a woman's 93rd birthday, and she got arrested for her 93rd birthday. What do you think about that?
Wow. Is that part of her bucket list?
It's not Gretchen Wilson either.
Okay. Good. No. I was wondering.
No, she loves the cops. And so they arrested her. She always wanted to be
Oh, that's like her thing.
Wow.
Oh, see?
Yeah,
now I get it. It's part of her bucket list. I mean, that's pretty cool.
What a twist.
Now, did they show up to her door like, hey, we're coming in, bust down the door, or did they just like knock on the door and walk?
I think it was nice thing. She's 93. That heart's probably a little sensitive. You don't think you go kicking in the door of a 93-year-old?
You don't want to scare her. Yeah.
Like, does she get the whole mugshot and everything?
Yeah, does she get to get a celly? Spend some time in county?
I mean, obviously this is playful, so the cops aren't really arresting her, but why in the world? I mean, do y'all have any weird things like that on your bucket list? Like,
I don't have a bucket list. I just live my life, and I don't feel like I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Bucket list means I'm going to kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So I have things that I want to do.
Yeah, the daughter, like, totally arranged it for the mom. She knew that she wanted to get in the back of a cop car, so the daughter arranged with the police officers to come stick her in the back.
All right, now I Google it. It doesn't even look like they put their hands behind the back. They cut them in front.
Okay, she's
like,
an old lady.
Like,
yes, like, she's fragile.
I understand, but if you want your cop experience... Come
get on the ground.
Yeah, but she got to push the siren button. She got to
sit
in
the back.
Against the car.
Don't
talk back to me.
Count the alphabet backward. Z. Mima,
you're going in.
No, stop it.
I mean,
Fitbits are only right half the time, I read.
That is so unfortunate because I rely on mine. And I really count on it to be telling me the truth.
Can't trust a Fitbit, who can you trust?
That is exactly true. Like, if I'm not really getting these steps, especially because I entered a step bet challenge and I got disqualified, but if it's not even accurate.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I got disqualified like on day 2 because I didn't meet my required steps.
But what challenge? Who was doing this?
You can do it online where you put money in and then if you get all your steps, then you split the pot with everybody that successfully got it.
You're gambling on a Fitbit?
Yeah.
What is happening over here?
Well, I mean, I lost.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A school adds a free laundromat to stop bullying over dirty clothes.
Aww.
I know. When Principal Cook, the principal of Westside High School in Newark, New Jersey, realized a lot of students were missing school or being bullied for not having clean clothes to wear, he did something about it. When school starts September 4th, there will be a brand new laundry room for students to use totally free of charge. That is amazing.
Super cool.
Yeah, so shout out to Principal Cook. 2 years ago, he applied for a grant from a foundation, and he got $20,000, and he turned an old football locker room into a school laundromat. For me growing up, it was my goal was to not wear the same clothes 2 days in a row because I didn't have a lot of clothes. I didn't have a lot of money. And so my goal was if I could just wear different clothes Monday than Tuesday, I was good. But some days I had to wear the same clothes twice in a row. And that was really bad. That was bad.
Yeah.
Because kids pick on you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 2 pairs of shorts in the summertime. And you had to always, it was like you had to always wash one. Or if you didn't get them dirty, you just put them to the side. But I love that story. That's kind of a personal one for me, too. So, yeah, Principal Cook, that's awesome, dude.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me go over and talk to Kelly in Georgia. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Well, you have a question. Well, what is that question?
My question is, what if you met the absolute most perfect girl for you, but she believed that she was abducted by aliens? Would you still date her?
Okay, well, let's...
Good question.
Hey, pump the brakes on how good a question this is first.
That's a great question.
Okay. That's a great question.
Okay, yeah. So I'm wrong. It's a great question. There's a a South Florida political candidate who looks fantastic on paper, except she believes she was abducted by aliens and she was in the spaceship and she met the aliens. And so the question was, would you still vote for her?
And you said?
I said, yeah. All I care about is her background. Like, how does she treat people? What has she done to help people? And so what if she thinks she got abducted by aliens? So now your question is, what if I met a girl and I was like,
yeah.
Dude.
Hey.
And I was like, this is the one. And then she says to me, oh, I got something to share. When I was 11, I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Boys, I don't know if I can do that.
And she describes it really well.
Yeah. Yeah, she has like the whole encounter. Yeah. It's very, like, totally believable, but also kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Really?
Yeah, this is more about me specifically. I'm just being honest. Come on, what do you want from me?
I mean, putting someone in office and dating them is different.
Too much. Two different things, yeah.
To put someone in office, I need to see what they've done for other people. Macro, not micro. Large scale, not small scale. If I'm dating someone, it's about me and her.
Yeah. You're going to be at a dinner party once, and she's going to be
like... Oh, she brings that up.
Yeah.
No.
And they're just like...
Oh.
No.
I know. I know. Kelly, that's a great question.
Yes.
And I have to be... I guess maybe that's a bit hypocritical to say I would vote for someone, but I wouldn't date someone
that was
abducted by aliens.
I voted for before that I would never date. Let's be honest. Right?
Okay. I don't know. Everyone I ever voted for, I would date.
You would have dated?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Kelly, thank you for the call. Really appreciate you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
That's a good question. Yeah, I appreciate you. So Amy has two kids, and they want a dog. And Amy said, I don't know. So then she decides to foster a dog just to see how it works in the house. Now, what fostering is you just keep it until someone who adopts it wants to come and get the dog. But really, your plan was to foster it, and if it worked, to adopt it.
Yes, we were fostering to adopt.
Well, dog's there half a day, and the dog gets super sick. A kidney failure.
We don't know. Something's going on with her kidneys and livers. But it was, we woke up on Sunday morning to her... I mean, my husband got her to the vet, I really feel like, just in time.
So the dog was in the hospital. I don't know the update as of today. Is the dog still in the hospital?
Still in the hospital, still at the vet, still receiving IVs and treatment, antibiotics and all the things. And unfortunately, not doing better, sort of still the same, which you would think after a few days of this and treatment that she would be progressing in the right direction. So it's just confusion, trying to figure out what is wrong. And they did an ultrasound yesterday, didn't know she had surgery on Friday to have her to get spayed. And they started to wonder if the doctor left something inside her body or something, and her body was then having reaction or...
What'd you tell the kids?
They did an ultrasound and she's fine. Kids still think, they still don't know. And that was the conversation with them was, hey, as long as she's comfortable here, y'all are good, you can keep the dog. And then all of a sudden the dog's just gone. So I'm just trying to... make sure they know they did nothing wrong and that we'll figure out if the puppy's going to be for us soon. We just don't know yet.
Well, there's the update there.
Yeah, so just praying that she gets better.
I also saw that the pasta pass is coming back from Olive Garden, the unlimited pasta pass. Now, the reason I even know about this is because Lunchbox buys it every year.
So awesome.
And so you have to basically get in this lottery pool and you pay $100 and you get unlimited pasta for 8 weeks.
That's right, you can go breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're not really open for breakfast, but they open at 11 a.m., so you can technically get it for breakfast.
Eat a late breakfast.
Yeah.
So Lunchbox pays $100, gets this card, and for 8 weeks just eats pasta. And you definitely...
56 days. Woo!
You definitely make your money's worth, right?
Absolutely.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta pass is back, but this time, they're not just offering a pass that gets you unlimited food for 8 weeks. They're also offering unlimited food for an entire year. For $300.
What?
For $300.
Whoa, they're up in their game?
The cards go on sale tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. And they always sell out immediately. Are you going in for this Lunchbox?
I may have to go for the whole year now. I didn't know about the year one, but yeah, I'll be online ready to go. Fast fingers.
Dude, can you imagine if you ate pasta every day?
Oh man, you're going to gain weight.
Yeah. Hey, big boy.
No, not necessarily. If you eat the healthy pasta.
What?
Okay. I was just thinking about the good stuff.
I don't know if there's healthy pasta. I have no idea. I just wanted to say that.
I go to Olive Garden. I love that soup and salad.
Oh.
I love it. This is not a commercial. I don't even think Olive Garden. Do they even advertise on the show?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, let me do one for them for free. Let me throw them a solid. The soup and salad. And sometimes I don't eat a lot of bread. I don't. But I will eat a warm breadstick.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. I will not even eat breakfast and go at 11 and be like, I've been holding breakfast. Feed me. Hello, you're on the air. Who is this? This is Amanda in Nashville. Hello. First time caller, eh?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say I love your show. My husband and I both grew up here, but we were away for 6 years with him in the Air Force, and we moved back here 2 years ago. And we're on two complete opposite schedules. He's a police officer and works 12-hour shifts at night, and I'm a nurse and I work during the day. So with him, when he gets home in the morning, I'm leaving for work. And when I get home in the evening, he's left for work already. So it's like we don't get to see each other as much a lot. So one thing we do love is we both listen to your show on his way home in the morning and then on my way to work in the morning. And that's one thing we do talk about is like the segments y'all do. And then we laugh about the Uber driver and the conversations about, you know, the things going on with Lunchbox. And then, you know, about your book and your story and then Amy and her kids. And it's just so much to talk about. Like, we just laugh about it. And it's nice driving to work, sitting in traffic or, you know, just listening to y'all. And it's like before I knew about the radio station, I would just listen to people talking, and it was like, oh, they're talking, I need music, and I'd skip. But one day, I don't know, I just heard something that caught me, and since then, I've just been caught. Like, it's not like regular talking on a radio station. It's like, it keeps you hooked laughing.
Well, thank you. It's a super nice compliment. Dang. That was pretty good. Makes me feel good inside. Well, listen, that's our goal. Hopefully, we can be your friend as you drive to work. We feel like you're our friend. Like, you're our people. So I tell you what I would like to do. I have a book on my coffee table. It's my book that Amy wants me to get rid of. Can I take that book off my coffee table and sign it and send it to you?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Then we kill two birds with one stone. Amy won't call me a D-bag anymore for having a book on my coffee table.
Back up. I'm not calling you a D-bag.
You did this morning again for a second time.
I said douchey.
Okay. Well, okay, but come on.
Kind of same
thing. It's the same thing. Amanda, and I'm going to give you a book and sign it, and I appreciate you listening. So can you hang on hold for 1 second?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you very much. Don't go anywhere, and I'll sign your book and send it to you. That makes me feel good. I was on Twitter yesterday, and I see that Post Malone was an airplane and the wheels exploded on the way up.
Crazy.
And they couldn't land the airplane because you can't land whenever you don't have any tires to land. Plane carrying Post Malone and 15 others had to make an emergency landing after blowing tires during takeoff at Teterboro Airport. I was watching it play by play. It was tweet by tweet. They tried to land at one airport. They couldn't land back. They had to go to a different airport. They had to burn off like 3,000 gallons of fuel.
They were going to London.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
That's why they had so much fuel. So they had to just fly around and burn fuel because if you land, this is your husband's a pilot, so I'll say this. You tell me if I'm wrong. If you land and it's not an appropriate landing with that much fuel, something extra bad can happen because there's...
Well, yeah, you calculate for a certain amount of weight during...
Oh, that's like explosion.
Off.
Yeah, igniting.
Oh, the igniting? Yeah, I don't know.
What else you know about this?
Oh, I don't know. I just texted my husband just now. How do you blow a tire on takeoff?
No,
so I'm waiting to hear
that
back from him. But, I mean, it could be anything. Like, I think if you have some sort of obstruction on the runway that causes it or... Golly, that's just a real bummer to be flying around that long and burning that fuel and just looping for hours, not knowing if you're going to be able to like have a successful landing.
Two tires. They blew two tires. Yeah. So this is Post Malone air traffic audio.
Sir, we just thought the tire blew, so we might need to come back, sir.
Yeah, we're not going to declare an emergency, sir, but we'd like to just head back.
Okay, sir, and if it's okay, could we hold for just to burn some fuel, get our weight down? 3.5 hours of fuel, and we have 16 souls on board.
Okay, so that's the early part of it.
Oh, I hate when they say souls, but I mean...
Is that what they say?
Yeah, my husband will speak that way. Yeah, I don't know that they all do, but I hear it a lot, and I'm like, golly, it just makes it sound so, like, legit.
I wish in the background, like, you hear the pilot here,
sir,
but you hear this in the background.
The tire blew, so we might need to come back, sir. Yeah, we're not
like, it's just turn up. And they're still hitting it hard.
That's like that Jerry Maguire movie.
Here is Post Malone FaceTiming with TMZ after he landed.
Yeah, I hate flying in general. I'm
Chuck. One hell of a team on that aircraft, and we're here, and we're here on Earth, and I need a beer, and I need some wine.
There you go. I've been popping,
man, I feel just like a rock star. Your husband text you back?
No, he hasn't yet.
What were you saying just now?
Oh, well, the rest of the clip, he says he wants to mix the beer and the wine to get together.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I guess Post Malone just really wanted that beer and the wine, and because he's alive, he wanted to just mix them together.
Yeah. Did you see the plane in Peru a couple days ago that they had to land with no front wheels? 59 people on board because they wouldn't come out, and so he just had to land it on the belly.
They had to skid it down?
Yeah. Sparks flying, everything.
Oh.
Woo!
You know, here's the deal. Wow. Lunchbox is showing me the video. It's like a fireworks show underneath the plane.
Uh-huh. Like nobody was hurt.
I probably just don't want to know.
Oh, they just don't tell you what's happening?
Because what's the benefit of me knowing except I'm going to freak the blank out? I can't do anything.
Oh, so they come on that plane, like the 59 people on board, be like, guys, just to let you know, we have no wheels. We're just going to land it anyway. Or do they just land it?
I think they probably have to say, hey, brace for impact, or hey, this is going
to
be...
Oh, they totally have to say brace for impact.
I don't want
to
know.
Okay, but question, if you're Post Malone and you think you're going to London and the pilots have an issue like this, and they're in the cockpit, like, you don't have to know what's going on. Like, does the pilot just let him think they're continuing to fly to London, even though they're circling Connecticut? But maybe Post Malone's passed out, he didn't notice that.
Well, post my bones?
Yeah.
Listen, don't tell me. Like, tell me, once we get on the ground.
But what if, like, you're eventually not over water?
Doesn't matter. Be like, hey, post my bones, let's have a talk. What's up? We're not in London. What? Yeah, we almost died. We landed the plane successfully. Oh, we cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, good. I need to mix some sparkling water with some Kool-Aid. That's pretty cool. What?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at Post Babones.
Oh, thank you.
Post Babone or whatever.
There's a hurricane kind of moving up towards Hawaii.
Yeah, Hurricane Lane is now a Category 5, and it's off the island of Hawaii, and it looks like it's going to make landfall between Thursday and Saturday. And I don't know what day it is in Hawaii right now. It could be Thursday right now. But
it's later today. I think it's... Just type in Hawaii time, maybe, if you don't mind. I think it's late, like a few hours later today.
Okay.
Or maybe early.
I think it's earlier.
Maybe it's earlier.
Because I don't know anything. I don't really know where Hawaii is. So me either,
but I think if you go California, then you go down.
So right now it's 3:41 a.m. in Hawaii.
So they're behind
on Wednesday. Okay. Well, it's that close as a Category 5?
Yes, and they said the maximum winds right now are 160 miles an hour, and it will get light, you know, the winds will calm down a little bit, but it's going to hit the mainland of Hawaii probably this weekend.
So I went to Hawaii for the first time ever over Christmas last year. And I went by myself, and I was finishing my book, and I didn't do a whole lot, because what am I going to do? Go get on the beach? I don't even like the beach. And so I go, and I think to myself, wow, if a hurricane hit this place, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's crazy to be on an island.
You're stuck there.
They said there's going to be 10 to 15 inches of rain in certain areas, and people are already gone to the store and stocked up on goods.
Yeah, I like land. You know? Arkansas. No hurricane hitting me there. Yeah.
Landlocked.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we had tornadoes, though. So, I grew up in Arkansas, and then later Texas, but you grew up in Texas. What was the natural disaster that you would have in Austin? Was there anything?
I mean, growing up in Austin, we would always have drills for tornadoes.
But did you ever have any?
I never experienced one. Nope.
Hey, Morgan number two from Kansas. Listen, I've been to Wichita so many times. I've been in tornadoes in Wichita. I bet you guys had them all the time, huh?
Yeah, I've had three tornadoes that I remember. One happened during my senior prom. We were in shelter the whole time.
During your senior prom?
Yeah.
Was it fun or was it scary?
It was where, like, our after prom was taking place, so all of, like, the blow-up fun toys were in there, so we were just still all in our dress clothes, though, kind of hanging out in a gym.
Hey, Raymundo.
Yo.
He's our audio producer. He grew up in Michigan in the Northern Peninsula?
Yeah, upper.
Sorry, Upper Peninsula, my bad.
You're good?
The UP?
Yeah.
You guys have any sort of natural disasters up there?
No, nothing hits up there.
Blizzards?
That.
Okay, well, that's one, right?
No hurricanes, no tornadoes.
But a blizzard.
No earthquakes, no cyclones, nothing like that.
Big blizzard.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
We had a tornado over my elementary school when I was in second grade, and we had to be under the desk for like an hour because it was, but it did not touch down. But they said it is directly above the school.
Oh, wow.
No one hurt.
Well, he was in North Austin. I was in South Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Butler's class, and I was under that desk for like an hour.
Different part.
Yeah.
Different part. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. All right. So I got a couple things. First of all, let's talk about Amy's dad who's been in the hospital. He goes in to have throat cancer surgery, and they say it'd be about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been in the hospital for how long total?
Oh, he was in the hospital for like almost 60 days.
Yeah, so 2 months. And they had to give him a tracheotomy, and that's a hole in the throat where they put a tube in. Mm-hmm. But he now is out of the hospital.
Yes, he's at home.
Look at that.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really fantastic. And it's been such a long, but that deserves one.
Yep. So it's huge. Awesome, Amy. Yeah, so we're really, really thankful, and hopefully he'll be able to start radiation soon. And then we'll get over that hump, and he'll be totally cancer-free and doing good.
Yeah, Amy and I were talking last night, and she's going to spend some time back in Austin working from the studios there. And the rule on this show is go live your life. Like, you got to take care of things. Go take care of it. Always, 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 always. And this, this show isn't good if people aren't, like, comfortable with what they're doing personally. If you're new to the show, like, I'm the only one that's done radio, and these are all my friends, and they're good at doing not radio. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're going to do life.
You got to do in life. That's the biggest compliment ever. I hope you guys take that. Is that like you guys are amazing at what you do. The rule is always you got to go, then go. So.
Yeah. Well, he just can't. He's home now, but he cannot be like home alone. So we're all rotating kind of our time to be there. And I haven't been back there in almost like I was like a month or so. So.
You know Big Boy in LA?
Yeah, I do, actually.
The DJ?
Mm-hmm.
I know him a bit.
Seen his studios. Mm-hmm.
So he's a hip-hop show, legendary guy.
Sat at a table with him before, but I was too scared to talk to him.
Were you?
Yeah, we were both. We sat at his table, and his wife and kid were there at the
iHeart Awards.
Yeah.
So I read this story about Big Boy. He works at Real 92.3 in Los Angeles. He was rear-ended by a very drunk driver. He got out of his car to confront the other driver, and a guy pulls out a bottle of vodka and starts chugging it while he's still behind the wheel.
Oh, whoa. No.
Big Boy was uninjured, but he was like, I couldn't believe my eyes. He just crashed into me, and he's still in the car drinking. A bystander told the other driver to put the booze down. He refused. Police eventually arrived at the scene and pulled the man out of the BMW, and the guy's pants fell down.
Oh.
And then so did he. TMZ reports the man was transported to a local hospital. So that happens. Drunk drivers piss me off, man. Woo. And texter drivers, that's getting there. Because it's not even about you. It's about the other person. Like, you want to go get drunk and crash into a tree? That's on you. But if you want to get drunk and crash into somebody else and take somebody else's life, that's not about you. That's you hurting somebody else. But it just reminds me of the story when Lunchbox was sitting at a traffic light.
Yeah, I was with my dad on my way to my cousin's baseball game, and we were sitting there. We'd stopped for about 3 to 4 seconds, and there was a car in front of us, and all of a sudden, just boom, from behind, we got drilled. And I get out, and my dad's head hit the windshield, cracked the windshield, and the guy gets out, and he's kind of stumbling around. He's like, I don't know why you're stopped in the middle of the highway. And
wasn't a highway. It was, a street with a traffic light.
And they had to get a tow truck to the front of my car and the back of his to get him out of my trunk because he was that far into my car. Never hit the brakes, going probably about 45, 50. And
isn't that crazy?
Totaled my Sentra. Yeah.
And then, but.
Then he had no insurance, so then you had to pay for it all.
So crazy.
His second DWI.
And you weren't hurt.
Weren't hurt at all. No injuries, nothing.
Do you think that some, and again, this is just me speculating here. When you get into an accident and you don't know an accident's coming, you don't tense up?
I believe in that. Because they say that,
like, you're looser, so your body doesn't hold and
pull like a noodle.
Because it doesn't always happen, but it seems like when you read the news, a drunk driver hits someone, the drunk driver's okay, and the other person's injured because the drunk driver just, I guess, is loose. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that all those people were okay in that Big Boy story. And the Lunchbox story was crazy. It happened
right. Boom. And what's crazy is Bobby called me right after it happened. He goes, I got to tell you a story. He starts telling me, and I was like, yeah. And he goes, what are you doing? I was like, I just got hit by a drunk driver. And he goes, why didn't you start the phone call with that?
Yeah, like, that's big news. It's like, hey, dude, I'm calling you. I'm making train fantasy football. And here's the deal. I'll give you Adrian Peterson. We'll go through the whole thing. I was like, what are you up to? Nah, a drunk driver just hit me.
What?
Yeah.
Stop the train and just tell me what's happening.
This is crazy. Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Pop-Tart cereal, which only existed for 1 year in the mid-90s, 1994 to 1995, is coming back. Yeah, Kellogg's is ready to bring it back. And it's basically tiny puffy Pop-Tarts with little frosting on top and some jelly inside.
Gluten-free?
Doubtful.
The new G-free version.
Vegan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the flavors that are going to be offered, frosted strawberry and frosted brown sugar cinnamon.
It does sound good. You just can't have a lot of those not going to be good for you. Remember,
bomb.
Anything that tastes good is not good for you.
So true.
Unless that's Amy a general rule. Makes it.
That's not true either.
I can make broccoli good, I think. I promise.
What else you got, Amy?
Speaking of food, so next time you check out animal cracker packaging, the circus animals are no longer going to be in a cage. Nabisco has redesigned the packaging of his animal cookies to where the animals are out in the wild, roaming free. Obviously, PETA was behind the change.
Yeah, I'm down. They didn't have to change. I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
I'm
it no
totally
longer
cool.
looks like a circus. And people it looks like a safari.
People are irritated because they change. Like, what,
I mean, whatever.
Who cares?
Things change. I know.
Who's eating animal cookies anyway?
I saw some of the debate, too. Well, no. Kids, actually.
Okay, but that's the thing. They don't care. Just put the animals in the box. You don't got to put them in a cage. I don't like zoos anyway.
Correct.
Matter of fact, I think Pete is nuts. I'll just say this. I think Pete is nuts. I like what they stand for. Their principle makes some sense to me. I think overall, I'm not a PETA guy. I don't like zoos. I'm in that weird spot where I get PETA, but they're just a little too nutty for me.
I'm in that weird spot, too, of like not really liking zoos and animals being caged up, but also loving zoos because my kids love it and they get to go and see all these exotic animals they would never get to see.
And I'm a hypocrite, too, because I'm like, oh, but then I'll sure eat that cow.
All right.
I mean, I'm the biggest hypocrite.
Was it grass-fed?
But I don't know. Who cares,
just
right?
Kidding.
Animal crackers. I don't care. As long as the box wasn't in the cage.
That's important.
Good. Who cares? What else?
So Tinder just rolled out a college-only version of its app called Tinder U.
I'm in.
It's filtered for college students only, so you'll have to log into Tinder and add your official college.edu account. So that way, you're not going to have people that don't have a college address on there. Thank goodness.
I'm just kidding.
And, you know, when you're on campus, you'll be able to swipe whatever. But let me tell you, if I'm a dad and I got a girl in college, she's not getting on Tinder U.
You think that you're going to stop your daughter when she's 19
years old? Well, I would hope. I would be like, hey, honey, let's talk. Like, do you have Tinder? Do you have Tinder U?
She would say no.
Right.
Hey, there was a big stunt that was pulled yesterday in New York where this girl, she had met a bunch of dudes on Tinder, but each dude thought that they were the only dude. And so they all show up to the same place and there's like, you know, dozens of guys that thought they were meeting this one girl.
Uh-huh.
And so then she shows up on stage and she says, you'll now all be competing for the date. And so some of the guys were like, no. And then some of the guys were like, okay, I'm in. They did the push-up contest and sprints. It's like a...
That's funny.
It's something. We don't know what the promotion is fully yet, but they tricked all these guys
smart.
Into coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that totally would have been me. I've been catfished.
What would you do? Would you stay or would
no,
you be like,
leave.
I gotta go home?
Oh. I'd be like, oh, got catfished again.
Oh.
Tis my life. Like, I'm such a sucker. I've been catfished on Facebook, on MySpace. But, I mean, there's not a thing I haven't been catfished on, I think. So, I'd have been one of those guys. Her name is Natasha.
What if she was beautiful? I bet you do the push-ups.
I don't know if I can do so many push-ups anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so. I haven't been doing much of them.
I'm sure you're fine. You're staying in shape.
A bit. Not super much, though. I'm just trying to stay thin.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone, come on.
Well, well, well. Tomorrow, Keith Urban's coming in, which would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like seeing Keith.
No, you're not able to go to Keith's concert either, are you?
No, that's hair night. It's taking hair down on my daughter's hair night to get her hair done on Saturday. It's hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it helps the girl that does her hair on Saturday if I have all the braids taken out and hair washed before she gets there Saturday. It's a huge time saver. But I'm not that skilled at taking out braids. Last time I used scissors, it wasn't a good idea because I cut her real hair, which is bad.
Did you ever tell her you cut her real hair?
No.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Because I think I was there. I'd come to come to your house that day.
Yeah. I mean, it was just one little section. I don't think she would ever notice. And she's just so thrilled to have like braids done that I don't think she'd really be mad at me. But no, I didn't tell her.
What are you doing today?
I think I'm going to the airport with my husband. He's going to like do a quick flight. So I'm going to check out his skills.
Amy's husband's a pilot, by the way.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
What are you doing?
Tonight's the ACM Honors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You going?
So I've been asked to present. So what happens is, if you get an award, you ask someone to present to you.
Okay.
And I don't even know if I can say who I'm presenting to. I think it might be secret.
Oh.
But I was asked, and it's kind of an honor to be able to present, because I'm a big fan of this person. So I can tell you tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm doing that tonight. I got a pink suit that I'll be wearing tonight.
Ooh.
I think it's pink. I'm so colorblind. But I think it's kind of pink salmon-ish.
Oh, salmon. I love that color.
Yeah, so I'll be wearing that suit tonight. I got a spray tan last night because this thing's recorded. It's a little too spray tanny right now. So I got to take like 2 showers today to get it back to even.
Yeah.
I know. What do you
You'll
want
get
from
there.
Me? I'm just being honest with you guys. I could act like there's nothing going on, but it can't.
No, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Lunchbox today. What you got, bud?
Co-ed soccer tonight.
Oh, you're still playing.
Oh, yeah,
even
man.
With the baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby goes to sleep or wife watches the baby. I go play soccer. And
it feels like your life hasn't changed that much.
No, it's changed a little bit. I can't really go to any events. Like, I can't go to the Keith Urban show.
Because of the baby?
Because of the baby. And so, I mean, it changed a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm still living my life because my wife's on vacation just hanging out at the house watching
on
the
kids. On vacation. No, she's on maternity leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, kids change things.
I 35. That's the deal. See you tomorrow. Keith Urban in studio tomorrow. Goodbye, friends.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.